Okay, welcome everybody to this evening's practice. And just before we start, just to remind you that after tonight, we're not here for 2 Wednesdays. If you've missed any classes, we are here on Monday next week. So Mondays only get to miss one class. Because I'm going away to teach at a cancer centre in France, actually, next Tuesday. So I'm teaching Wednesday to Wednesday. So we missed 2 Wednesdays. So after tonight, on Wednesday, we're back on the 25th of October. And then we go all the way through until the end of term. So, which scarily, I think, is about 8 weeks till Christmas. Which is, yeah. I know, sorry to mention it, sorry. Sorry, but just giving you a bit of a reality check on that. Because to me, I'm still working on the basis that I've only just done Christmas from last year. So welcome to tonight's practice. And what we're going to do tonight is the last few weeks, we've been working a lot with our foundation, done lots of work on our feet and all those toe exercises. And last week we were using tennis balls, or the week before, I can't remember, it's all kind of blurred into one, but definitely working a lot with our foundation, and we use those kind of imaginary yogic sandals. So we're going to continue with a little bit of that work tonight, for sure, because tonight's practice is all about getting strong and empowered and being able to stand on your own 2 feet. And the reason I wanted to do this class this week is because, not just because of all the work that we've done the last few weeks to build up to it, but also because on Sunday started a big Hindu festival called Maha Navratri. And the word Maha means great, and Navratri kind of splits into two. Nava means 9, Ratri means nights. So it's the great festival of 9 nights that are devoted to the goddess and the different kind of aspects of the goddess. So the first 3 nights are devoted to the goddess Durga, and then the next 3, the goddess Lakshmi, then the last 3, the goddess Saraswati. And so tonight we're going to focus on the Durga energy, and this is a picture of her. If you've never seen her before, you might not be able to see too clearly from where you're sat, but this is a pretty common image. You normally see her sitting astride a lion or a tiger. She is normally dressed pretty beautifully, normally in red and bejeweled, but she has numerous arms, anything between 6 and 12 arms, and in every single hand she wields some kind of weapon. And so Durga is like an Amazonian warrior. She is a great protectress as well, but she's really fierce. She's the one who gives us lots of tenacity to face our fears, lots of courage, and empowers us to really stand up for what is right and what we believe in, and really speak our truth. And so tonight we're going to do a practice dedicated to her, where we really tap into our fearless hearts. And so a mythical kind of flow practice tonight, but using some of the stuff that we've already worked with, particularly with the foundation. And I did say last week we were going to do a little sequence standing on one leg on a block, and so we are definitely going to be doing that, but we're going to build up the power and strength first. So we're going to start with a story, and you can receive the story in any way you'd like to. So if you'd like to lie down, go ahead. Story will be fairly short, 5 minutes or so. If you'd like to stay seated, that's fine. Make yourself comfortable, maybe elevate your hips a little bit. If you want to sit with your back against the wall to give yourself some support, then go ahead and just find a way of being in your body where you can really relax. So if you're lying down and you want some support underneath your head, then make sure you've got a natural curve in the back of your neck where your chin isn't resting onto your throat, nor is the chin being thrust upwards towards the ceiling. And if you're sitting upright, make sure that it feels like your spine is aligned, all the bones stacked, so you can maintain the neutral curve in your lower back and in your upper back. Your hands can rest onto your body or away from your body, whatever feels comfortable for you. And as you arrive in your practice, on your mat, into your body, it might be the first time you've had a pause for the whole day. So taking a few moments now to simply notice where you're starting from. noticing what you feel in your physical layer, first of all. Are there parts of your body that are calling out for your awareness and your attention? Any sensitivity or tenderness? Notice any emotions that you've brought into your practice. And we've already started to talk a little bit about Durga's energy and how she helps us to tap into our inner courage and tenacity and strength and power. So are you feeling that you already have that courage on board tonight? Or are you feeling a little bit more jittery and jumpy, a bit more unsettled? And of course, there's nothing to change, nothing to fix, and nothing to judge as right or wrong. Just simply noticing where you're at right in this moment. Notice your breath, how it enters and leaves your body through your nostrils. Does it feel smooth or does it feel a little bit jittery and jumpy too? And so often what happens in the breath is reflected from the mind. So if your breath is a little bit jittery, maybe your mind feels pretty scattered. Or maybe you've been preoccupied, just really having one emotion on repeat or one chain of thought that you can't quite seem to shake off. Maybe it's an ongoing concern or worry. So just noticing exactly what is present right now. And then coming to your breath. And as you rest into your breath, remembering that in these mythical stories that we are every character. We are the gods and the goddesses, but we are also the demons too. So as we take in this story, just considering the metaphorical aspect of this story as we move through and really feeling how you might embody that in your own life, in your own well-being. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, and happening right here, right now, inside each of us, there was a very powerful demon, and his name was Mahisa, and he had just one intention in his life, and that intention was to become invincible to all beings, essentially to become immortal. So day after day, Mahisa practiced his yoga with great diligence. And he, every day in his practice, he said prayers out loud to Lord Shiva. Please, Lord Shiva, please grant me this wish. Please grant me this boon of immortality and becoming invincible. And his practice and these prayers went on for many thousands of years. And Shiva was up in the heavens, and every day he heard and watched Mahisa on his mat, saying his prayers, doing his practice. And Shiva was pretty impressed, not with his wish to become invincible, but with Mahisa's dedication to practice. And so one day Shiva came down, and he appeared before Mahisa, and he says, okay, I'll grant you this boon, but there is a caveat. There's one thing that you must do, and that is you must be vulnerable in one way. You must agree to be killed by one class of beings. Well, without even hesitating, Mahisa says, okay, that's easy. I know who I'll pick. I'll pick a woman. What woman could possibly slay me? Well, there was his first mistake. So Mahisa then goes off into the world with his wish granted, and he creates absolute havoc in the three worlds, chaos and destruction everywhere he goes, and the gods and the goddesses get really tired. The whole universe comes into a state of imbalance, and they realize that they have to figure out what they're going to do about this demon. So they go to the Holy Trinity, Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma, and they say, what are we going to do? We've got to find a way to bring an end to this destruction. So Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu get all the gods and goddesses together, and they form a big circle. And they say, what we've got to do is create the most amazing woman to defeat Mahisa because of this boon that he has been given by Shiva. So they all stand in a circle, they all focus and concentrate on their powers and their gifts, and as they focus and concentrate, a laser beam comes out of each of their third eyes and strikes right into the heart of the circle. And as all these laser beams come together, the most beautiful goddess is formed, and they call her Durga. Durga means the flaming one, the tough going, the fortress, or the invincible one. And she is the part of ourselves that is resilient, that is tenacious, that is fierce, and that meets all the obstacles on the path absolutely head on, not trying to shy away or repel them, but really stepping up to every single challenge in front of them. And so as soon as Durga is born, she too goes off to her mountain to live in a cave to do her practices. And just as Mahisa had a focus to become invincible, Durga's focus was to become so vibrant that she glowed like a bright blazing flame, the fire of love itself. So she does her yoga practices every day, and slowly she starts to glow even more brightly. So bright, in fact, that the whole mountain starts to glow. And Mahisa sees this mountain and he thinks, who is this who is trying to outshine me? Who dares to be that bright? So he comes over and he says to Durga, wow, my goodness, you are beautiful. You're going to be my wife. And Durga says, I don't think so. And Mahisa says, well, I'm the fiercest demon that you're ever going to meet. So if you're not going to be my wife, I'm going to eat you. And so she says, okay, bring on the battle. And so a great battle ensues. Durga on a lion, Mahisa on a bull. And of course, they have magical powers and they can shapeshift. So Mahisa shapeshifts into a lion and Durga matches him. And then Mahisa shapeshifts into a blue stripy tiger and Durga matches him. And then Mahisa shapeshifts into a great warrior that can crush absolutely anything and Durga matches him. And then just as Mahisa is about to shapeshift into a half man, half bull, Durga goes in and whoosh, with one of her weapons, she extinguishes him, and the balance is brought back into the world once more. And so really, what is that story about? Well, I think most of us have ongoing battles most of the time, and the battles are usually our own inner struggles. So this story of Durga and the demon really represents those conversations and those struggles that we have on the battlefield of our own mind. Those times when we tell ourselves that we don't have enough power, that we're not strong enough, we're not capable enough, that we have lots of doubt and fear around the obstacles that we are faced with. And so Durga's battle cry is, yes, you can. And so the essence of Durga is all about finding that strength to face our fears, to say yes, even when it's scary, and to find that ability to strengthen our emotional, our physical, our mental and spiritual boundaries, even where in the most kind of conflict-ridden dramas. So through our practice tonight, we're really going to dig deep, find that strength, and even when we've got a bit of challenge, we're going to try and say, yes, I can, and really open up to our fearless hearts and the essence of the blazing flame of Durga that lies right in the very center of our heart space. So as you next inhale, let's take a full body stretch down the length of the mat, or if you're upright, you can lengthen your arms up to the sky. Take a bit of a side stretch, perhaps, if you're upright. Stretch out through your fingertips, remembering that the fingers and the heart and the heart cords run all the way through the arms, all the way up to the fingers. So stretching out and opening the heart fearlessly to begin our practice. If you're lying down, you can hug your knees into your chest. If you're already upright and sitting, maybe a little side sway to each side to open the sides of the torso. Then when you're ready, whichever form you are in, you can bring yourself around and over to all fours into a tabletop position. If you want padding for your knees, open out a blanket or double up your mat. Set yourself up so that your knees are underneath your hips. And let's tuck toes under with ankles, hips distance apart. Walk your hands ever so slightly forward to your shoulders and fan out your fingers, not rigid jazz hands, but with a bit of space in between your finger pads. And then use your hands like Durga's tiger. So claw down into the earth through your finger pads and your knuckles. So there's a lightness in the center of your palms. Firm and tone your arms. Move your armpits towards your waist. Lift your belly up away from the floor so you're feeling that feeling of being steady and powerful over the earth. Look slightly forward. Extend your right leg straight back to the wall behind you. Lift the heel up to about hip height. Point your toes and your kneecap straight down. Feel into the back of your pelvis. Does your right buttock feel a bit higher than your left? Create some balance in that shelf of your pelvis. Roll your outer right hip down. Lift your inner thigh up. Inhale, look forwards. Exhale and round in. Draw the nose and the knee towards each other. Inhale, shoot the leg straight back. Lengthen through the inner leg line. Exhale and round in. Hold the breath out for a moment and get even more lift through your belly. Inhale, shoot the leg back, heart forwards. Exhale, round in and hold the breath out. Create and stoke that fire in your belly. Inhale, stretch the leg straight back. And as you exhale, step your right foot to the outside of your right hand. Wiggle it out and around. Help it out with your hand if you need to. So the hands are on the inside of your right foot. You can turn your right toes and your right knee open a little bit towards kind of 1 or 2 o'clock. Make sure your knee and toes are going same direction though. Scoot your back knee back a little bit if it's directly underneath your hips and come up high onto tented fingers. You could even use a block there underneath your hands if you like. As you lift your back knee, inhale and round the spine, look into the heart, lengthen through the inside of your back heel. And as you exhale, drop the hips down, stretch the heart forwards. We're going to add lion's breath to that to become even more fierce now. So as you inhale, round and look in. Exhale, stretch the heel back, stick out the tongue. Inhale, turn to look in. And exhale, and heart forwards. Once more, just like that. Inhale, round in, look in. Exhale, bend the front knee, look forwards. Great. Lower the back knee down to the floor. And you can walk your hands towards you as the hips rock back and the front leg straightens a little bit or a lot. So a little half Hanuman. Dig your right heel down. Energetically drag it towards you as you stretch the heart forwards. Breathing in and breathing out a nice even way, even with this big challenge of opening the hamstrings. At the end of your next exhalation, bend your right knee to release the hamstring stretch. Walk your foot back in, so turn the toes, the knee directly forwards. You can climb up onto that front leg or sweep the arms all the way forwards and up, coming up to, to a kneeling position, Anjaneyasana, like a bright lit candle. Squeeze your back knee and front heel towards each other. Draw the front ribs back and extend through the blazing flame of your fingertips. Spin your thumbs to the back wall and find that strength and power right from your base. Take one more breath in there. And as you exhale, bring the hands back down to the inside of your foot. Let's slide the right leg back into our little tabletop position again. And we'll do exactly the same onto the other side. So knees, hips distance, toes tuck under. Firm and tone your tiger paws and arms. Plug in your sockets and lift up through the belly. As you inhale, extend your left leg straight back and feel into your pelvis as you exhale there. Make sure that you're not leaning over to your right, that the outer left hip rolls down and the inner thigh rolls up. Great, Mark. Great. Really push to the back wall through the inner heel. Remember last week we were using the power of the inner leg line, so we want to feel that here to help us to balance. Look slightly forward, stretch the heart forwards. Inhale, exhale, round in, draw your nose and your knee towards each other, lift the belly up. Inhale, shoot the leg back, the heart forwards. Exhale, round in, hold the breath out and really stoke that inner fire of the belly. Inhale, re-extend, heart and heel. Exhale and draw into the center, hold the breath out. Inhale, extend the leg. This time, as you breathe out, step the foot to the outside of your left hand. If you feel like you need a bit more space, you can walk the foot open a little bit. And the hands are on the inside of your left foot now. High on tented fingers or onto a block. Scoot your back knee back an inch or two so it's not directly underneath your hip. The toes stay tucked now on the back foot. Lift up your back knee so you're in a kind of lunging position now. Then as you inhale, lift the hips a bit higher, round the spine and look into the heart. Exhale, drop the hips down, but keep the right thigh lifted, the heart forwards. We're going to add lion's breath in. Inhale, turn to look in, lift the hips. Exhale, stick out your tongue, a big roar. A little bit more fierce next time. Inhale, turn to look in. And exhale. That's better. Great. Inhale, the back leg stays straight and strong. Last one. Exhale. Keep the back leg straight and strong. Beautiful. And then lower the back knee down to the floor. Start to rock your hips back a little bit as your front leg straightens. And stay high on your fingertips. Stretch your heart forward, and if you can, be on the heel of your left foot, energetically drag it towards you as you stretch the heart, and that'll give your hamstrings even more of a stretch. Bend the knee to release the hamstring. You can climb onto that front knee if you need a bit more stability, or one big sweep with the arms straight up to the sky, kneeling lunge. Feeling that brightness, having just ignited that little bit of fire, that little bit of warmth, just like Durga practicing her yoga every day in her cave in the mountains to glow even more brightly from her inner strength. Take an in-breath there. As you exhale, release the hands down. Slide that left leg back so you're back to an all fours. Then hold on to the edges of your mat. So curl your fingers underneath the edges of your mat and feel like you're pulling the mat apart. Knees also go wide, right to the edges of your mat, as do your feet. Tuck your toes under on the edges of the mat. Draw your belly up away from the floor and firm and tone your arms. And then lift your sit bones up to the sky with the knees halfway bent to the mat. Check in that your inner knees are as wide as your inner ankles. And as you tilt your sit bones up to the sky, roll your inner thighs in and back towards the wall behind you.
Widen and spread your sitting bones and keep that strong tone in your arms. Great, so we're stretching and opening the back body a little bit with our posterior chain of muscles for some preparation for some real fearless heart opening a little bit later. Well done, everybody. Let's walk the feet in about hips distance apart. So they're not walking forwards, just in towards each other. Great. And then walk your hands towards your feet, or if it's easier, feet towards hands, it's fine too. When you meet in the middle, the feet are hips distance apart. Gonna bend the knees a lot. Extend the sit bones back and wide, hands onto your hip creases. Elbows point skyward, navel to the spine. Look forward. From the power of your legs, let's come all the way up to stand, hinging all the way up from the hips. Good. Release the hands down, and then we'll step our feet as wide as the mat. Circle the arms around and up. Catch your right wrist with your left hand. Right palm turns to the sky. Inhale, and let's lean to the left as we exhale. Taking a few easy breaths here into the right lung. Make your right leg stronger and longer. Remember that yogic sandal that we were wearing last week. Press down into both feet. Big toe mound to outer heel. Baby toe mound to inner heel. Inhale, come up to center. Let's change the clasp and lean over to your right. Make both legs strong, but press down a little bit more into your left leg. Inhale, come all the way up. And as you exhale, release the hands down. Toe heel the feet together or hips distance apart, however feels better for you. In fact, let's take a chunky yoga block. We're gonna need one anyway, a bit later in the class. So let's take that now. And we're gonna take it high up into the top of the thighs. So right nice, high up nicely, just below the groin, as high up in the thighs as you can. Short edge pointing forwards. So your feet are roughly gonna be hips distance apart right now. Let's stand up nice and tall, and let's just refresh our memory of the power from our foundation that we've been working with the last few weeks. Let your arms rest down by your sides. Feel down into your feet and notice where your weight lies. Is it back towards the heel? Are the arches collapsing? Or is the weight all the way out to the baby toe sides of the feet? Let's just strengthen and tone the feet a little bit. Lift up all 10 toes. And then lower just your big toes. Keep the other toes lifted. Squeeze into your block at the same time. Lift the big toes and lower just the baby toes. The other four toes are lifted. Good. Looks like you've all been practicing this. Well done. Lift up all 10 toes and let's see if we can lower big toes and baby toes now and keep the middle three toes lifted. That one takes a bit of work, but I can tell you've been practicing. Well done. Good. And then let's feel as we lift all 10 toes again, the four points of the feet. Big toe mound, baby toe mound, inner and outer heel. Keep those points anchored. Feel the arches lifting. Feel the inner kneecaps lifting as you squeeze your block. Then let the toes soften, but don't let them claw the floor. And as you inhale, circle the arms around and up. Palms are shoulder width apart overhead. Thumbs point to the back wall. Take the upper arm bones back. Take the sides of your throat back. Draw the sides of the ribs back. Squeeze your block and press down into those four corners of your feet. If you don't have any shoulder issues, bring your palms together. Squeeze your arms towards the sides of your head and feel that strong power right from your foundation all the way up through your midline, all the way up like a blazing flame right through the crown of the head and your fingertips. Standing strong in your own power, steady on your own two feet. Exhale, release the hands down. Good, well done. Keep the block where it is. Bend the knees, inhale, sit down into chair pose. Let's try a little twist to the right. Left hand comes across the body to the outside of right thigh. Right hand to the sacrum. Inhale to the center. Squeeze your block. Roll the inner thighs down. And exhale, twist to the left. Good. Inhale to the center. Standing up nice and tall. Exhale, release the hands down. You can remove your block. Pop it somewhere near the front of your mat. You might need it again shortly. Let's come up to the top of the mat now. And take a big step back with your left leg all the way back. And we're going to turn the toes all the way around to the left. So you're facing the long edge of your mat. And I'll come down this end of the room so you can see you all and you can all see me hopefully. Let's walk our feet open about a leg's length between the feet. Spin the heels in and the toes out. Not so much that you feel wobbly. Bend your knees and make sure your knees track to your toes. So your inner knees as wide as your inner ankles. And adjust your feet rather than your knees for that to happen. Take your hands on the tops of your thighs, around the hip crease, and press down. And then you can sway a little bit side to side. And it might not take too long before a little battle starts to happen between your mind and what's happening in your thighs. There might suddenly start to be kind of a warming up sensation there in the thighs, and you're going to want to run away from that challenge and come up and out. But we're going to try and find our power and stay with it, even when it's tough going. So let's sit down nice and low. Take the arms out front and squeeze the forearms together. Inhale there. As you exhale, lion's breath and tiger paws, cactus arms. Sit down lower. Inhale, squeeze in with the arms. Exhale and open. Good. And once more, breathe in and exhale. Great. Straighten your legs. Radiate your arms out. So you're like a great big blazing star now. Reaching your fingers out to the top corners of the room. Grounded and strong through the four corners of each foot. Great. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, release the hands down to your hips. Turn your toes all the way forward. Some friends may need a block in a moment. Knowing that it might be helpful to have it in reaching distance. We're going to turn our right toes open, only about 20 degrees or so. The left toes are still pointing straight forwards. We're going to bend the right knee, bring the hands down on the inside of your right foot. Stretch your heart in the direction of your right knee and right toes. So we're reaching out on that diagonal. The left leg stays straight. You'll always take your block underneath your hands here. Let's stay low to the floor and walk across to the other side. The right toes point forwards. The left toes turn open about 20 degrees. The hands on the inside, track knee and toes, and then stretch the heart. We're going to go from side to side a few times. So in your own time, traveling between the two sides, spiral the extended leg in and back as the heart reaches forward. Great. Your breath really easy. Just feeling an opening through the legs, through the hips. We'll do one more of either side. Next time you've been to your left side and you come to the center, all 10 toes are pointing forwards now. Let's pigeon toe the feet a little bit, so the toes turn in, just slightly, not a whole lot. Bend your knees a millimetre or two. Hinge from your hips, rock your sit bones back behind you, weight to your heels, and counter that by reaching your fingertips forwards to balance. Stay high on tented fingers, keep the weight back in your heels as much as you can. Only a micro bend in your knees, a bit straighter with your legs, Chris. That's it, beautiful. And really rock your hips back, like trying to get your bottom a good 5 inches or so behind your heels. and almost like if you lifted up your fingertips, you fall backwards onto your bum. Good, so you want that much weight in your heel. Great. Rock back a little bit.
There we go, yeah, there you have it now.
Great, so it's a bit precarious, like you're on a cliff edge, but this is wonderful for opening those posterior muscles that we're going to work with and a little bit more into our feelers heart opening shortly. Well done, everybody. Stay there, rock back a little bit more. Can you lift the ball of your right foot up away from the floor? That's the ball of the foot, not the heel. I know it's easy to confuse. Okay, let's try the other side. Pop that foot down. Let's try the other one. Probably feeling the stretch in the hamstrings a little bit. And let's see if we can do both at the same time. So it becomes really precarious now. Rock your weight right back. Whoop! Almost had a domino effect there. Great. Ground down through the balls of your feet. Shift the weight back into the four corners again. Walk your hands in towards you. Bend your knees a bit more when you get there. The toes turn forwards. Hinge from your hips to come all the way up to stand. And let's toe heel the feet together. Good. Turn back around to the front of your mat. And I'm going to show you where we're going next. So if you remember last week, we worked with the feet, and then at the end of our practice, we worked with standing onto a block, finding the balance in the pelvis, keeping the pelvis balanced, and then hugging to the midline. Can you remember when we played with that? We didn't do that, right? We're getting good. So we're going to build on that now by balancing on one leg and doing a little sequence of poses. So this is our challenge. So we might already be thinking, that little demon in our mind is already thinking, there is no way that that is happening for me tonight. So remember Durga's battle cry, yes I can. And it might be that we just come to that first stage that we were working with last week, and we just come in and out of that. That is fine. But try not to get defeated by those demons before you've even started. Okay, so I'll show you the sequence so you know where to go if you want a bit more than just that first stage, all right? So what's going to happen in a second, I'll maybe use my other leg. So what's going to happen in a few moments, I'll talk us into standing onto one leg, and then we'll do exactly what we were doing last week, hug to the midline. Remember how we were just hugging with a block and how we got that blazing power through the center? Same thing here. Then we're going to turn it into tree pose. Bring the hands in. And then we're going to shoot one hand up and one leg back. And then we're going to tip forwards and kick the heel away. Good. And then coming all the way up and back to where we started. And then we'll do the other leg. Okay? Okay, so if there's fear, if there's doubt, if there's a few demons, remember the Durga battle cry, yes I can, yes I can. And even if we wobble, even if we come off our block, we just get ourselves back up without any judgment of any of those, you know, negative voices in our heads that say, oh, you idiots, you know, all that stuff that happens, we all have those conversations. So let's not listen to those demons, and we will just pick ourselves up and have another go, okay? So go as far as you want to. So you could just do tree pose the whole time. You don't feel like you have to do all of what I've just demonstrated, okay? I'm going to talk us through the whole thing though. So let's take our block underneath our left foot to start with. And make sure that your toes, all 10 toes are in a line. So your left foot is on your block, but it'll be like you've got an imaginary high heel on your right foot. So you're onto the ball of that foot. Hands onto your hips, feel the hip points so that you can feel if one hip is hiked up higher than the other, or if one is slightly forwards of the other. So get those to be even Stevens. And then squeeze the thighs slightly to the midline and lengthen up through the inner plumb line. Remember how we looked at that last week too. Up through the crown of the head. And then when you're ready, squeeze your right leg towards your left, flex the ankle without bending the knee. So you're just now standing on one leg and hovering. Bend your right knee and bring the foot onto your calf. Press your calf and your right foot into each other and check in that your pelvis hasn't swung forwards or back or hiked up or down. Keep hugging to the midline and press down into the standing leg, those four corners, big toe mound to baby toe mound in particular. Bring the hands to the heart if you're steady. Keep the breath easy. Yes, I can is your battle cry. And even if you can't balance, you can breathe easy. Good. Well done. If you want to go on from there, kick your right heel back and find your right ankle. Stretch your left hand straight up towards the sky. And that may well be enough. Eyes steady on a point. If then you want to go forwards a little bit, keep the heart lifting up. Kick the heel and the foot in away from your sitting bone. Press the hand back into the foot. Well done. Come up to stand. Come back to the first stage. Hands on hips and hover. Come off your block. And breathe, everybody. And if you want a little hip shimmy, then do. Probably might be feeling that on these stabilizers, maybe in the cars a little bit. That's where I tend to feel it. Yeah. Let's do the same thing on the other side. Sometimes we've got one leg that feels a lot stronger than the other, so interesting to notice the difference. So this time, let's take the block underneath the left foot. Line up all 10 toes in a line, even though one foot is like kind of raised on your block. Hands onto hips, and then you can come onto the imaginary high heel of your left foot. Keep the hands on the hips, and then notice your hips right from the beginning. Remember how we looked at the hips when we were on that all fours position not that long ago? We wanted to keep the pelvis balanced. It will really help you if you can make sure those hip points stay stable. Squeeze to the midline. Press down into the four corners of your right yogic sandal and rise up through the crown of the head, through your plumb line. And then hug to the midline again and bring your left foot to hover, flex the ankle. Eyes steady on a point, something that's not moving. I like to look at the horizon. When you're ready to turn it into tree pose, bring your left foot to the inside of your right calf and press calf and foot into each other. Hands can stay onto hips if you feel wobbly, that's the best place usually. Otherwise, if you're feeling a bit more steady, hands to the heart. Great. Yes, I can. Well done. And then as you take your left leg back, reach your left hand back, shoot your right arm straight up to the sky. Hug to the midline, root down and rise through the plumb line. Great. Try not to rush. If you want to go forward slightly, hinge from the hips, but keep the heart uplifted. Press the hand and the foot into each other to create some resistance. Great. Make sure you're breathing. And then come back to where you started. Hands to the hips, hover. And touch down. Yay! Yes, we did! Good, well done. Fantastic, everyone. Just kick your block open to the side. We're going to carry on of the opening the quads a little bit, getting the heart uplifted in a slightly different balancing way now. So let's come towards the front of your mat. We're going to add another balance in, but this time we're on the floor. Keep the feet hips distance apart. Hands onto hips. Step your left foot behind you, not a huge step back, a couple of feet is fine. Notice my back foot is grounded, the toes are turning out a little bit, and I've got width between my feet, that's going to help me to stay stable. Feel into your back foot and press down, big toe mound to outer heel. Spiral your back thigh in and back whilst keeping those two points grounded. Press down into the four corners of your front foot, particularly the big toe mound. Really press it forwards and down. Feel the tone and the strength in your foundation and your legs. Lengthen up through the torso. Reach the right arm up and drop the forearm behind the back of the head. Left arm opens to shoulder height, thumb down, and bring the hand up the back to find your sweater with both hands or clasp your hands together. Press your head back into your right forearm. Lift the heart, and as you exhale, hinge from your hips just about 20 degrees or so forwards. Press the heart, the head up, keep the heart moving forwards. Look down slightly in front of your mat. Bend your front knee. Pivot on the ball of the back foot and lengthen the inner leg line. So really stretch from the inner groin through your left inner heel to the back of your mat. Lean forwards a little bit more. Suck your outer right hip into the midline. Some friends can then float the back leg up away from the floor, making a little T-shape warrior three. Really good. Really nicely balanced, everyone. Use your back leg like a little rudder, so keep it super strong. And then touch down. Release your hands. Step up to the top of the mat. Good. That looked really stable. Well done. I didn't mean to sound surprised. It did. It looked great. Let's have a go the other side to see if we are still as powerful in our kind of warrioress and warrior strength as we were on that side. So hands to hips. And let's step our right leg straight back. Remember, it's not a huge stride and we're not going back and across. We're just going straight back. Feel into your back foot and get grounded. Particularly press big toe mound to outer heel. Spiral the back thigh in and back. Press down to the four corners of the front foot, especially big toe mound. Feel the tone of the legs. And then the left arm reaches to the sky. Drop the forearm behind the back of your head as though you're reaching into the back of your heart. Take the right arm open, thumb down. Swing the hand up the back and hold your opposite hands or hold onto your sweater. But press your head back. Keep the heart uplifted. Hinge from your hips about 20 degrees forwards, not too far. We don't want to round the upper back. We want to keep the head pressing up and stretching the heart forwards. Bend your front knee a little bit. Make sure the knee's over the ankle. Then pivot onto the ball of the back foot and stretch the inner leg line to the back of your mat. So really feel if your back heel is pivoting in, it's going to affect the positioning of the pelvis. It won't be as easy to balance. So stretch that back inner heel to the back of your mat. The pelvis will stay stable. Bit more weight comes forwards onto that front leg, lean into it. And if you want to, then you keep that standing left leg bent and you let the right leg float up away from the floor. Yeah. Well done. Press the head up into your left arm. Great, everyone. Touch down. Step back. And breathe. And step your feet up to the top of your mat. Great. We're going to come back down to kneeling. So you might need a little pad for your knees. Let's come down and we'll come into a little gate pose. It's going to continue with that opening through the quads a little bit. Let's take our right leg open to the right from this kind of high kneeling position. And for me, my calves, Achilles are pretty tight. So I can't keep my leg straight with the ball of my right foot down on the floor. So I'm going to turn my right foot in a bit. If you can keep it straight, then go for that variation. Let's take the arms out to shoulder height. And as much as we reach out through our fingers, suck the upper arm bones into the sockets. So we've got this strong container for our fearless heart. Left palm to the sky. Lean to your right. And if it's hard on the shoulder to keep the left arm straight, cactus arm through the left arm and draw the inner elbow back. Great. Take a full breath into your left lung, into this open left side body.
Exhale it out. Come all the way up. Release the hands. Bring your right knee in. Extend your left leg out. Let's take gate pose to the other side. Straight leg if you can, or turn the toes slightly forwards. Bring the arms up. Plug in. Turn the right palm to the sky. Leaning to the left and opening the right side body. Look to the horizon or look down. I generally don't like to look up here. It's not so great for my neck. So keep the neck nice and soft and relax, the breath easy. So you breathe into the open space on your right side body. Come back to the center. Release the hands. Bring in your left knee. Anahata Asana now. So the knees stay underneath the hips. The hips stack right on top. Walk your hands forwards, navel to the spine. Bring your forehead to the floor or to a yoga block. So keep your hips right over your knees and let the heart really soften and melt. If there's any impingement in your shoulders, if it feels a bit tight in there, take the arms wider, like a Y shape coming from the back of the heart. Come up onto tented fingers if you can. So the heels of the hands lift, the forearms lift, the armpits lift, but we soften in between the shoulder blades. So when we are fearless, when we're like a warrior, like a girl, it doesn't mean we have to have hard edges. We can still kind of be fierce from that place of deep love and compassion. It's from the heart. Slither all the way through now onto your belly. You need to move your block from underneath your head, of course, if you have that there. Then slither through. Yeah. Good. Bring your left forearm underneath your forehead. Stretch your left tippy toes to the back wall and keep that left leg active. Bring your right heel in towards your bottom and reach back with your right hand to find your trouser leg, your ankle. You could easily lasso it as well with a yoga strap. And then as you feel the sensation in and around your right quadricep, your right thigh, just paying attention to what you find there. And if there's any irritation, any complaining from your right knee, open your right knee out to the right a little bit, and that should take the sensation away. If it doesn't, let me know, because we don't want the knees upset and imbalanced. Otherwise, the knee is lined up with your sitting bone. Good. Press your hand into your foot, and your foot back into your hand to create some resistance. Press your top of your right knee down into the floor and really be with the sensation. For lots of us, this region of our body can get very tight around the hip flexors, around the hip flexors and around the front of the thigh, particularly if we do a lot of running or cycling, or if we lead a more sedentary kind of life. These muscles can get super tight. When they're tight, it can pull the pelvis forwards, and that has an impact on what happens in the lower back. So maybe there's a little battle going on now in and around your thigh. Notice anything that comes up for you. Maybe it's in the physical body that you meet that resistance. Maybe it's in the emotional body or the mind where we start to get irritated or frustrated that we're staying here for so long when it can be quite intense. So whatever is coming up for you, can you breathe easily around it? Instead of withdrawing, meet the challenge head on, but breathe space around it. Let your exhalations in particular be long and slow and generous. So instead of withdrawing, we stand our ground and we face our fears and resistances.
And this is the essence of Durga. Even when it's tough going, even when it's a super big challenge, can we face up and then tap into that inner strength and tenacity? Take one more full breath here, maybe even sigh it out of your mouth if you're meeting a lot of resistance. And at the end of that exhalation, you can relax that side and let's switch it up to the other side. Extend your right tippy toes back and keep the right leg active as you bring your left heel in. Of course, you're resting your head now onto your right forearm. And again, make sure the knee is happy to start with. Try taking it out to the side if there's any complaining. And again, if that doesn't help to give you some space, then let me know and we can take a look at it. Press the foot and the hand into each other to create some resistance. Press the top of your left knee down into the floor so you get even more resistance. And some friends, especially if there isn't too much sensation there, try pressing your pubic bone down towards the floor just ever so slightly. You don't want to do it too much that your glutes suddenly get really, really hard. You want a bit of action in the glutes, but not so that they're super tight. Really great. Again, coming back to meet head on any challenge, any resistance that you're finding here. And again, it could be physical, could be emotional. Whatever there is there, welcome it as an opportunity to transform any holding, any fears into strength and courage. Having the courage to face the challenge without backing away from it. Use long, lengthy exhales. Just here, just for a few more seconds. So if it's helpful to breathe out of your mouth, take a few nice long sighs out of your mouth. At the end of your next exhalation, let's release that side. Let your forehead or chin rest on the floor. Reach your hands back alongside your hips, palms down. Turn your thumbs out to the sides of your mat. Hug your legs together. Remember when we were holding a block between the upper thighs a while ago? Have that same sensation. You're hugging to the midline and your body's in a nice straight line. Okay, great. Press your hands down. Spread out your toes and get long from your tippy toes to your crown. Inhale the navel to the spine. As you exhale, lift up the legs, the heart and the head, the pubic bone and the hands stay down. Watch the neck, no wrinkling back of neck, please. And lower all the way down. Gonna do two more like that, strengthening the back body now. So get as long as you can, and then press down, navel to spine. Use the front body to support the back body as you come up. And then lowering back down.
Good.
Try not to bend your knees. The legs are staying nice and straight. Doesn't matter how high you come up. Just get as long as you can. Last one coming up on an exhale in your own time. Good. And then lowering all the way back down. Bring your hands alongside your chest. Press yourself up into an all fours position. We're going to take another one of those heart opening poses. We're going to come into a kneeling bow position, one of the weapons that Durga, one of the many weapons that she wields is the bow and arrow. So we're going to form our own little bow and arrow of love. So let's take our left foot open to the left like a little kickstand. Make sure your left wrist is slightly forwards of your shoulder. Tiger paw your hand, plug your shoulder in. Come up high onto your right fingertips. Stretch your heart forwards between your biceps. Kick your right heel back behind you over to the left side of your mat. So we start to make that beautiful curve all the way down the right side of the body. Some friends are going to need to stay right there and just extend the heart and create the curve that way. Other friends can take the right hand behind to hold on to your right ankle or your foot. Press foot and hand into each other. Draw the shoulder blades together on the back. Curl back. Open the sides of the throat. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, let's release the right hand, the right knee, and we'll go to our little kickstand the other side. Right toes kick out to the side. Tuck them under. Tiger paw your right hand. Plug in your shoulder. Press the floor away. High onto your left fingertips. Kick your left heel back behind you. Stretch the heart forwards. Maybe that's enough. For other friends, take your left hand back. Find your left ankle or your foot. Press the foot and the hand into each other. Curl back. Open the fearless heart. Beautiful. And then release. Come back to the center. Well done. Sit back onto your heels just for a moment. If that isn't nice, just rock to one side and come off your feet if you need to. So we're going to get into threes now. We're going to do our final kind of fearless heart opening before we change direction. So we're going to, are we nine? That makes three groups of three. Brilliant, good. That's good. Convenient that we've got even Steven groups. So you're going to need one yoga strap between the three of you, okay? So let's get into threes, and you're going to take one yoga strap along the width of your mat, about the middle of your mat. Bring it across the middle, and then one person is going to lie down so that the strap is underneath their sacrum. So you lie down onto your back, onto the mat. Yeah. Just here, just about the left of your buttocks is the sacral area. Okay. And when you lie down, knees bent. That's it. So roughly you want the strap about there. That's it. Great. Have your knees bent. Make sure there's room behind you. One friend is going to have to come behind you, so make sure there's room for somebody to sit back there. Great. One friend is then going to sit behind the head end of the person who's lying down on the mat. And you're going to bend your knees and use the balls of your feet to press down onto your friend's shoulders. So you're not clawing them with your toes. We're doing that action again of stretching the toes and just weighting their shoulders down. That's it. Great. Great. And you can take your hands behind you to support you so that you don't kind of round. Great. Then friend number three is going to straddle the friend who's on the floor. So you're going to stand over them. And depends on your proportions somewhat, but kind of around by the knees-ish, depending on where their knees are, of course. And their feet should be on the floor, knees bent. People who are now straddling, make sure your feet are quite wide. You're going to turn your toes out, a bit of a sumo kind of stance. So when you bend your knees, you've got some spring, and your knees and toes are going the same direction. Okay? Then lean forwards, friends who are straddling. Take the ends of the strap. Now, you're not pulling your friend up yet. Okay? People now down on the floor. Take your arms into robot arms. Squeeze your elbows into the sides of your waist and point your fingers to the sky. Great. Press your upper arm bones down into the floor. And feel the breath across your shoulders. That will be helped by your friend's toes as well. And then start to lift up your hips away from the floor into a little baby bridge. So lift up your hips away from the floor. Friends who are straddling, get low in your sumo stance. Wrap your strap around your wrists. Sit up tall so that your shoulders are over your hips.
pull the strap up and towards you. Lengthen their tail towards their heels. Great. And then friends with their feet on the shoulders, anchor down. Friends who are being lifted, puff up your fearless heart and open it up, right up. Great. And then people who are straddling, you might be able to lift them up a little bit higher. Great. Good. Remember the block we were squeezing. If you're being uplifted now, remember not to slay your knees. Great. And then slowly lower them back down. Take your time. Well done, everybody. And let's switch. Switch back around. Good. So we kind of know what we're doing now, I think. So it should feel like a really great traction and a real enabling you to really open your heart. I'm just going to put this as an emergency. Great, so anchor shoulders, feet and knees, hips distance, robot arms. People who are supporting, remember you want to protect your own back, so it's like a little sumo stance, knees and toes go out. Sit in your like dressage saddle, you want to sit right back. Great. And then let your friend lift themselves, and then when they're comfortable, then you can give them a little bit more elevation. And you're lifting them not just up, but towards you as well. So you're moving their tail towards their knees. And then
So take your time.
So we're not kind of cranking anyone into any kind of form. We're just helping them out to find a bit more space. Friends who are being lifted, imagine that you had a yoga block in between your thighs and roll your thighs in and down. In and out. Good. And then after you've had a few breaths up there, you can lower them down. Well done. And Eri, you can say thank you to your friends and come back to your own yoga mat. Good. Well done. Come back down onto your back. Let's lie down onto the back with the knees bent. And bring your right knee in towards you into half happy baby pose. So for some friends that means we're going to hold on to the baby toe side of the foot. For some friends we're going to hold on to the back of the calf. Have the arm on the inside, that's it, Claire. So that the forearm goes across and holds on to the baby toe side. Great. Walk your left heel out a little bit. Not, you're not straightening the leg, you're just walking the heel out just ever so slightly. A bit more of a bend in your left knee, Karina. Dig your heel down onto the floor, so the ball of the foot lifts. That's it. Great. And energetically drag that left heel towards you as you draw your right knee down towards your armpit. See if you can bring up your right heel over your knee. Great.
Let's bring that.
So we're not automatically going right from those big back bends into kind of trying to iron out the back straight away. We're giving it a bit of space. Let's switch around, do the other leg. Half happy baby pose with your left leg out. Walk your right heel out a little bit and come on to the heel of that foot. Dig the heel down. Energetically drag it towards you. That'll give you some leverage. Take your left knee down towards the left armpit a bit more. And flex your left ankle. Bring the ankle over the knee if you can. Good. And then release that side. Separate your feet as wide as the mat with your knees bent. Your arms out to shoulder height. Arms or airplane wings.
That happens every single time we say arms out to the side.
Great. Separate your knees. Let's drop the knees over to the left. And bring the left hand onto the right ribs. Draw your ribs towards the midline of your mat. Anchor your right shoulder blade down. Start to breathe into your right lung, into the space underneath your palm, into the space that we've created all the way through the torso, through our fearless heart practice tonight. Take another big breath into your right lung. An emptying breath out. And release that twist, come over to the other side. Knees fall to the right. The right hand to the left ribs. And as you anchor your left shoulder down, breathe into the space in your left lung. The base of the lung, the middle of the lung, right underneath your collarbones. Take one more full breath here. And as you exhale, release that side. You want any extra layers on now, socks or sweaters, grab what you need. And we're going to finish by tucking into a tight little ball, tight little seed ball, so we hug into our own radiance, our own blazing flame. So if you need to support your head, then take one hand behind the back of the head. And when you're ready, tuck into a tight little ball. And as you exhale, gently release and lower, coming into a shape or form for Shavasana that feels good in your body. Some friends might need to keep the knees bent and the feet as wide as the mat, the knees fall together to support each other. Some friends can stretch out the legs and have the heels a little wider than your hips. Your toes, your ankles, your feet relax. Take a breath in through your nostrils. Open your mouth, a nice long sigh out. Doing that a couple of times. Let the weight of your body release down into the support of the floor beneath you.
feeling the steadiness through your physical body, from the strength that we've created these last few weeks through our foundation, and from tapping into that great power, strength, courage, and tenacity through the Durga Shakti this evening. Let your left hand rest on your heart, your right hand rest onto the soft part of your belly. And as you breathe in, imagine a red light coming in through the crown of your head, all the way down into your heart. As you exhale, that red light permeates and infuses all the cells in your heart with that vibrant, blazing red light. With every inhalation, feel that light filling you with strength, with power, with courage, with tenacity. The strength to face your fears, the strength to stand on your own two feet, the strength to stand up for what you believe in, the strength to speak your truth. All the qualities of the Durga Shakti, the divine feminine, the goddess Durga. Let all of your pores now open to receive this powerful protective energy, and realize that you have that power within you, that blazing flame never diminishes. It is ever present within you. Rest into that blazing flame within. Rest into your fearless heart. Relax. Begin to deepen your breath now. And as your breath deepens, allow that warmth from the blazing flame within to move all the way down into your fingers, into your toes. Start to make gentle movements through your arms and legs. Yawn, sigh, stretch, move in any way that feels good for you. When you're ready to, bring yourself around and up to sit. The hands in Anjali Mudra in front of the heart. Bow in to that blazing flame within you, and knowing that at any time when you feel fearful, when you doubt yourself, when you're feeling like the mountains are insurmountable, come back to this red light within you, this blazing flame. Open your heart and use the battle cry, "Yes, I can," with that full realization that all you need is ever present right there in your fearless heart. Offering praise, thanks, and gratitude to the universe. Om Dum Durgaye Namaha. Salutations to the goddess Durga. And may the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.